In the first reading today, we hear from St. Paul in his letter to the Hebrews that no one takes the office of high priest to himself, but only one who is called by God. It's an important point that we have to recognize, especially look in the context in which St. Paul was writing. Remember, back then, things had gotten so corrupt that the Jewish high priest literally bought the office from the Romans. How does that make sense? And so it was basically open for bidding, and whoever was willing to pay the most got to be the high priest. Had nothing whatsoever to do with anybody being called. Even when we look at the Jewish priesthood, that was based on lineage, physical lineage. One had to be a descendant of Aaron in order to be a priest. It wasn't a call. It was more having to do with birth. Who are your parents? And that's what they would look at. In the Catholic priesthood, it is to be a call. Now, in some cultures, unfortunately, there are people who would look at things and say, well, if you're at a certain age and you're not married yet, I guess that must mean that you're supposed to be a priest, or if it's a girl, you're supposed to be a nun, because, well, obviously, if you got to this age and didn't get married, what else are you going to do? It's like, there wasn't a call. It's like, I guess that's what I have to do because no one wants to marry me, or whatever their weird ideas are. And the question that one needs to ask is, have we really prayed this through? That has to do with any vocation. If you're called to marriage, have you prayed it through? If you're called to religious life or consecrated life in whatever way, have you really taken that to prayer? Are you sure that God is calling you? Because otherwise, we look at it and say, well, that kind of fits. I like that. That would be good for me. I can tell you from the time in the seminary, the guys who would have been the best priests all discerned out, almost every one of them, and got married. Why? Because right now, marriage and family are the area under attack. They didn't know that. They weren't looking at it and say, oh, well, that's the area under attack. I think that's what I'll do. No, God called them. Tragedy on the other side is that leaves us with the guys who wouldn't have been the best priests, one of which you're looking at. And so the guys who wouldn't have made the best priests, they're the ones who got stuck in there. Not necessarily because they were called. What else were they going to do? And you see that then in what we hear in the gospel. Who's the good shepherd? The one who's going to lay down his life for his sheep. If a person is truly called by God, that's not a problem. If you're doing this because of whatever other reason, I look, for instance, at a lot of these people who want women to be priests, for instance, and you listen to their argument, it's always, always, always about power. This is not about power. This isn't a power position, I guess, if you look and go, oh, but you get to stand in the pulpit and preach, all it's all about power. It's like, no, it's not. It's not about me. It's about Jesus. It's not about power. It's about service. It's not about what am I going to get. It's about what am I going to give. It's about laying down your life for the sheep. That's about the most powerless position you can be in, if you look at it just from earthly sense of power. But that's what we can really look at. How do you know that someone has a true vocation? These days, you definitely can't say, well, the bishop ordained him, so he must have a true vocation. Because we know that we've been infiltrated by our enemies up to our eyeballs. And it has been a very strategic, willful, malicious infiltration. We know that. These guys are not called by God. They came into the priesthood to destroy. Jesus even talked about it in the same passage. He talks about those who are not the real shepherd and those who are the thieves, and they come only to murder and destroy and so on. And right now, we've got a lot of it. A lot of them in the episcopate as well, which is really, really sad. And so the real question that you'd have to ask is, based on what you can see and what you can hear in a priest, is this guy willing to die for me? Is this guy willing to lay down his life? Is this guy willing to preach the truth of the gospel? Or is he going to water it down? We look, for instance, at what's going on right now with the American bishops, even coming out of the Vatican. Since 1973, the American bishops every single year have said the most important issue is abortion. Until a couple of years ago, and now the most important issue is immigration. Really? Wouldn't have anything to do with the billions of dollars they were getting from the government, would it? But, you know, we aren't going to suggest that. So therefore, you have to ask yourself, what's going on here? Again, if we're looking at it and saying what is important is that every single person is treated with dignity, absolutely true. Even if someone is illegal, even if someone is a criminal, they still must be treated with human dignity. That must be respected. But it is not the respect of human dignity to say, well, because you did that, but you're human, I guess I can't arrest you or I can't do anything. No. It's a matter that you still treat the person with respect and dignity in what you're doing. So, what's going on? Do we really have good shepherds? Do we really have people who are called? Or are we looking at people who have been appointed? Maybe people who aren't supposed to be there, which is a really, really sad thing to suggest. But that's what every one of us has to really look at and ask, whether it's our pope or our bishop or our priest. Do I see in this person, the way they carry themselves, someone who is willing to lay down his life for me? Someone who is willing to lay down his life for the Lord Jesus. That's what it all comes to. If we're going to water down the gospel, then we're not willing to lay down our life for Jesus because we've just decided that what Jesus said is politically incorrect, and I can't do that. And that's what we've been doing for a long time. We have to stand for the truth. And there are many people who do not want the truth. And we're going to pay the price if we're going to speak the truth. Oh well. Jesus paid the price because he is the truth. And he wasn't willing to go against his own self. And he would die rather than to violate the truth. And he died not only for the truth, but he died because of charity, because he loves your soul that much. Now, how many others are willing to do that? Is your spouse willing to do that? Does your spouse love you that much that they're willing to die to self in order to live for you? Are your neighbors willing to do that? Above all, is your priest willing to do that? Is your bishop willing to do that? That's what we all have to be looking at. But it's therefore also a chance to look at our own self. Am I willing to do that? It's one thing to look at somebody else and say, oh, I don't know if that person's willing to do that for me. All right, am I willing to do that for someone else? Am I willing to do that for my spouse? Am I willing to do that for my kids? Am I willing to do that for the Lord? Am I willing to be rejected? Am I willing to be put down? Am I willing to even die if that's what I have to do for the Lord Jesus? That's going to be a very important question that we're all going to have to answer one of these days, because it's coming. And every one of us is going to have to be counted. So even if we don't have to die, the question is, are we willing? Do we have that disposition? Because that's what love is about. No greater love has one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Do you have that kind of love? That's what every priest who is actually called to be a priest is supposed to have, first and foremost for our blessed Lord, and then for the people entrusted to his care. Every priest. The bishop wears red because he's supposed to be willing to be a martyr, to lay down his life because it's the color of blood. How many bishops do you see in our country today who would actually be willing to lay down their life for the gospel, for their people, for the Lord himself? Are we dealing with hirelings who run away, who water it down, who want to be politically correct, who want to fit in, who want to be liked, who want to be popular? Or are we dealing with a good shepherd? This is why we need to pray for our priests and for our bishops, so that they will be good shepherds. The pressure that is on those poor bishops and what they have to deal with is tremendous. We need to pray for them, that they will have the strength to withstand what comes against them. We have to pray for them that they have the love that they are going to need to lay down their life for the Lord and for the people entrusted to their care. In America, that has become being nice, doing what everybody wants. I laid down my life for my sheep because I did what they wanted me to do. That's not laying down your life for anything. That's going along to get along. We've got way too many of those. We don't need any more. We need real shepherds. We need good shepherds. We need shepherds who love us so much that they will speak to us the truth with charity. And they will demonstrate that in their own life, not just in their words, but in their life, dying to self so that their flock can live, so that as Jesus came and said he came to bring us life and life abundantly, that's what a good shepherd desires for his sheep. They would have the abundant life that only our Lord can offer for them. So that's how we can tell who's a real good shepherd, who's a hireling, who has actually been called, who is not. That's a painful thing to think about, especially, as I said, the best guys, they all discerned out of the seminary. So then the rest of us have to ask the question, am I called? We will all have to stand before the Lord to answer that. In the meantime, pray for your priests, that they will truly be good shepherds and lay down their life in love for the people entrusted to their care.